The Nikki Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi. Great quality food for less.
Rosie McNeil is in the building. Hey, Rosie, how are you?
Hi there.
Have you seen the movie?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Any plans to?
No, not really either.
Well, listen, you're from Image Magazine, editor of Image Magazine, so yeah. I presume you've got an office full of people who have seen it.
Yes, yeah, lots of people have seen it and really enjoyed it too.
Yeah. That's not why we're here. We're not here to talk about 50 Shades of Grey and Jamie Dornan's
no,
abs.
We're not.
That's not why we're here.
This month's issue of Image came out on Thursday and in it, it is being discussed about the use of curse words, Rosie, and whether women should use them or not. What is the view from people?
Well, I guess it's more a case of how different it is for both men and women. So it's not that it's a bad thing or a good thing. It's just that there's different perceptions if you're a woman swearing than if you're a man. So the likes of Kim Sears at the Australian Open there in January, she got a lot of abuse for being spotted swearing at Andy Murray's opponent.
I mean, I'm not asking to swear, but what did she say? Kind of give the... Was she like...
She used quite a lot of expletives. but, I mean, you couldn't hear it. You could just...
You could lip-read it.
You could lip-read it.
Okay.
It was pretty obvious.
And what
so
about
she got
you?
A lot of backlash.
What about
that.
You growing up now? Would you have used bad language? Would you have been given out to if you did?
Well, yeah. I mean, I did come out with the F word when I was about six to my poor mother, and she was shocked and horrified. Now she would be kind of, you know, very reserved anyway, but she gave me a very sharp shock and told me never to sort of swear again. Told me only dirty old men to talk like that.
So like Nikki.
Yeah.
I'm still young. Did she follow up on that? Like, was that the last time? Did that kind of resonate with you that I'm never going to swear again to my mom?
I mean, God, I have definitely sweared over the years. But no, it did resonate with me, and it made me kind of think about the words that I use a little bit more, you know? And my dad would have been the same, you know? He actually didn't start swearing until he had a stroke about 10 years ago. And that's when it started coming out, you know?
And, but then that's good enough reason to.
Yeah, absolutely. And he was in his 70s at that point, so that's okay. But so it did. It stopped me, and it made me think a little bit more about the words that I use, and obviously the business that I'm in as well. We work with words for a living, so we have to think about what we're saying and how we're saying it. So I guess that makes me a little bit more conscious of the words that we use.
So what was the synopsis in the office? People do use them every day, and some people don't use them at all, or what?
Well, the Image office, as you can imagine, is made up of quite different kind of group of people. So we have
different
old
characters,
young,
different old
characters, different backgrounds, very eclectic bunch. And with any kind of creative industry, much like here, you know, you do get people with different inputs and opinions. So yeah, there's a difference of some people like to swear, some people don't. But in general, it's pretty clean air that we work in.
Yeah, because even, you know, when you look at as well some TV shows and some films, I don't know if you ever watched The Thick of It.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, The Thick of It and In the Loop as well, which is kind of a political thing based in the UK. And the entire episode is basically just expletives. There's very few words in between. And it becomes funny and you sort of get used to it. And it's probably only that you're after kind of watching it for about 10 minutes, you don't notice it after a while. And you should really, because the language in it is absolutely appalling. And what about, like, I mean, would you don't really curse that much, Nikki?
Not on air.
No.
How would you go on? No. I know I would swear, especially playing sport. I would swear. Like, I mean, you referenced Kim Sears there. Obviously, she wasn't playing that time, but if she's caught in the moment and, you know, it's Wimbledon
stressful
or it's whatever.
Situations.
Yeah, stress. I would definitely. Driving, I would swear.
Yeah. I have to agree. I'm driving, driving. My Nissan Micra's heard a lot.
If that car could talk. So the whole ladylike thing, like, I mean, there's a few things here. Like, drinking, I heard this a few times down through the years. Ladies or girls drinking from a pint glass.
Again, I don't have a problem with that specifically, but I have a problem with people having a problem with women doing it as opposed to men.
Right.
That's where the issue is, really. There's nothing wrong. It's the same amount of liquid in a glass, you know, as they might be drinking overnight. But I think I have a problem with people judging women on the fact that it's just a woman.
But see, that's the thing. Personally, from my point of view, would be let people do what they want. If it's not bothering you, then if someone wants to drink from a pint glass, why would it bother?
Exactly.
What I'm drinking out of. It's not my drink.
No,
would you agree with that, Jenny?
Yeah, I would. I mean, I'm a pint drinker, so I'm obviously going to agree with that. But I never understand. People go, God, I can't believe you're going to drink a pint. And they might have had like about eight glasses. I'm like, you may as well just pour it into the same glass.
Yeah.
But it just sort of got us talking about as well the things that are, in general, apart from cursing, that are acceptable for men that are not acceptable
Spitting.
For women. Yeah, that's another one. Although, to be fair, I don't think that's acceptable for anyone. Well, I don't like to see anybody spinning. It doesn't matter.
I don't mean just walking down the corridor. I mean on a football pitch or a rugby pitch.
Is there a need for it, though? I think you get into the habit of doing that.
It's pretty gross.
It is gross.
There can be needs. I don't think it's probably a need for it as much, but there can be a need for it at times. Your mouth dries up or... You know, you've just taken too much liquid on board as quick as you can.
I don't think that's true.
I'm telling you. Have you never spat in your life? And I mean, don't spit, by the way, regularly, but on the pitch you would.
I don't think I ever have.
I'm digging a hole here, am I? I need to get out of this quick.
It's getting big. It's getting big.
Right, anyway.
Yeah, so what we want people to do, anyway, is text us in. Let us know the things that you think are acceptable for men and not for women. You mightn't agree with them, but you just know that they are facts. They are there. I mean, to be fair, if a man, I suppose... technically has a lot of partners, he's great. If a woman does, she's a bit of a tramp. That's a fair point.
Yeah,
you know, that's the view of
and
a lot
actually,
of people.
My older sister used to drive a bus, a tour bus around Ireland.
I'm wondering where this is going.
And well, no, she was actually followed by
you know
a
this
car.
Is live, Rosie. Just for your sister's benefit.
No, just on that topic.
Okay.
And she was followed for ages by this guy, and he eventually pulled up in front of her and said, "Sorry, I just couldn't believe it was a woman driving that big bus."
You're joking me.
Seriously.
All right, there's a perfect example. Yeah. That is unbelievable.
Yeah.
That was probably the best chat up line ever because I got her talking to him.
Well, Rosie, it's so good to talk to you. Really nice
for
you
to
come in.
Thanks so much for having me in.
Image magazine is out now, so you can check out the article for yourselves. And meantime, we want you to text us in with the things that you think are acceptable for men and not for women. 51552 is our text. Rosie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Rosie, you're on Twitter as well, @RosieMcMeal, if anybody wants to follow you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on the show. Rosie McMeal, everybody.